This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome to Party Line on this Wednesday morning. Welty Custom Exteriors, one of our fine sponsors. Welty works for you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Encompass Credit Union, community minded just like you. Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antiques, step back into a simple time. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, too, helping us out. Your free local online newspaper. Plus our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, and ProBike Computer Sales and Service. I'm Kevin Keith, and joined by WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Okay, gosh, we got a ton. We've been trying to build this show as local, and we just it's just smothering us with local stuff. So
yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's a good thing, man. Good problem to have. Sunshine today from the Skywatch weather forecast. We'll see a high 42, and clear tonight. A low at 28. Ooh, getting cold again. Cloudy tomorrow with a high 45, and mostly cloudy Thursday night with a low at 32. I'm just not seeing, okay, snow a little bit maybe Monday. So we're...
Don't look for it. Don't look for it.
This time of year, I look for it. I try to plan ahead as much as I can.
I don't know if I gave you the extended for the through March that I've got a copy of. If I didn't, let me know and I'll get you.
No, I don't remember seeing
that. Oh, you don't want to see it. I'm going to promise you that.
Well, you've been giving us a little warning.
It's going to get
the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's just say we're looking at 60 and 70 below wind chill about next month.
Wow. Well, we had 52 below wind chill one or two days last year.
We're gonna look maybe at a couple of those.
Does it feel colder? Does minus 62 feel colder than minus 51?
The perception is yes.
Yeah, probably.
But I think it all depends on how bad the wind is, and that's
the wind is the key.
If there's any dampness to it, that just makes it worse.
Yeah.
Those two things alone is what really makes it bad.
It was some weird. I saw things freezing last year that I never seen freeze before.
And you won't see it again probably unless it happens again.
Parts of my body froze last year that have never froze before.
I agree.
Mary Lynn Peter coming in at 9 o'clock to talk about the holiday window paintings downtown. Now they announced the winners over the weekend, and we put a lot of the photos up. You did a nice story on that, Kim. And I shared a little bit on the Facebook this weekend on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and I was just amazed by the talent that we have.
Yes, we have a lot of tremendous artists on all sorts. Any type of arts, this is music, painting,
especially what they do at the library too.
Yeah.
With their arts.
Right, that's true. Man, I mean, we have a lot of tremendous artists in this area.
Well, a good friend of WILO, Jennifer Davis, won first place for her painting on the Sheriff's Department, which looks really good. So we'll be talking with Mary Lynn Peter. And who is she with? What is she? How did she get into that?
In all honesty, I don't really know. She has been around here for a long time, from my understanding. She kind of orchestrated all of this because I know she had heard a clamoring from Mary if people would like to see that come back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I understand.
Well, there's been a huge buzz about it, and I'm glad she was able to coordinate that. So that's pretty awesome, and we'll be talking with her at 9 o'clock. In about 10 minutes, we're going to have Michelle Cox come in. She's one of our fine Party Line sponsors of Simple Time Antiques.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. To talk about Jingle and Mingle, which our sister station, Shine 99, is doing this weekend, Friday and Saturday night, 4 to 7. So make sure you join Cindy Lovelace for that. We'll have full details. Michelle will be in the studio to talk with us in just a few minutes about that. Tomorrow, We've got Shan Sheridan and Kim Stevens coming in. And then Friday, the Clinton County Commissioners. And Ken, just some, not, I don't want to say breaking news, but just a brief, you got something recently from the commissioners here in the last few minutes?
Well, the commission, not for the last few minutes, this is from yesterday's meeting.
Okay.
What they decided it was time to get it. They had another report from American Structure Point regarding the future of the courthouse. How much is it going to cost to renovate and those type of things.
Is it looking good or is that bad?
It's not good.
Yeah, man, I was afraid of that.
The overall, they got an updated cost. The overall cost is between $1 million and $1.2 million.
That's all?
Well, that's enough.
No, I'm just kidding. It's enough.
But I asked Josh yesterday, I said, okay, now what's the thing that has to be done?
Right. He says, what's the priority?
The roof. He says, because you can go up all the way to the top, you can look out, and you can see sky.
Okay, not a good thing.
So, I mean, that's the number one thing. Plus, they have water coming in down on the first floor as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I remember
so,
you mentioned that.
So that's another thing. And there's a lot of little issues. There's just a conglomeration of about 10 things, I think it is, on the list. I'm not going to go through the list right now. But there's about a list of about 10 different things that need to be fixed.
Well, like Ryan Welty says, above all, a good roof, right?
Yeah,
you got to have a roof.
You know, and the other thing is that building here, again, we're talking about building is over 100 years old.
Sure.
And, you know, it seems like everything, you know, people just think, okay, a roof's always going to be there no matter what.
Right.
Until little problems start to creep in. Well, they've creeped in.
Yeah.
I mean, this all got pushed back because of the hospital, because of certain other things. That had
yeah,
that,
there's only so much money.
Yeah, I mean,
you
it took
sure.
priority over this.
Sure.
So now they did. I guess from what Josh said yesterday, he said the county council signaled, okay, it's time to let us know how much it's going to cost, so we can start, you know, going accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got it. Meeting will be coming between those two and Representative American Structure Point, and they'll discuss how it's going to be done.
Man. I wonder where that money's going to come from. Is there?
That's the good question.
Yeah, is there? I don't know if there's any grants or, you know, state.
Well, there are grants. There's always grants available for something, but
right.
You know. But the thing of it is that, you know, now having not seen that, you know, the entire picture, and even if I saw the entire picture, I don't know if I totally understand it.
Right.
But the thing of it is, you know, if you budgeted, you know, there's always certain things built in for things like this.
Right,
hopefully they've got it built in.
Right.
And I would assume they do.
Or some of it built in.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's true.
All right.
Or they'll start taking from other areas.
Yeah. And that's, you know, again, that's the prioritization that you got to do. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Tough decisions, and that's why we elect them, and we're not doing it, right?
Yeah.
2019 WILO Children's 12 Days of Christmas in full effect right now. It goes through the 17th of December. Be listening to Todd Berryman every single morning at 7:20. And make sure you get your kids age 3 to 10 registered now at Center Township Trustee's Office, Ellis Jewelers, Encompass Credit Union, both locations, Faith Family Church, Holden Pharmacy, Lanin's Furniture and Mattress, and Wampler Services. Plus, kids can get registered at the Boys and Girls Club and the Y. Then on the 12th day, the 17th of December, we'll be giving away a bicycle for all those locations. So hopefully make things a little brighter for kids this Christmas
mm-hmm.
in Clinton County.
Yeah.
Saturday, Ken Hartman and Cindy Loveless, 3 o'clock. WILO is the place to be, and HoosierlandTV.com as we bring you the Whoville Christmas Parade in downtown Frankfort. I know we'll have at least the WILO van. We'll have Sonny Ray walking. You guys will be emceeing the event. I'll probably be driving the station van. And then we'll have Jingle and Mingle right after that, after the night before. So Cindy Loveless, she's going to earn her pay this weekend.
Yes, she will.
And you will, too. But
you may or may not recognize this, depending on how much we have to bundle up due to the weather.
True. What are we looking for Saturday?
I think 40 degrees and sunny, I think. But I don't know how much the wind's going to be.
Yeah,
it's going to be a factor.
Well, they're not mentioning wind yet. So we'll
I think that's today or tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Okay, let's. Do you have your Zonta information here?
I got to go dig.
That's all right.
I've got
part of it too.
Give me a minute to go dig.
I just set it out here to remind myself.
Okay, I'm glad you did because I need to dig.
So it's December 4th.
And what did I do with it?
You got it close there.
No, I don't.
Here, I'll give you my copy. There's December 4th. I'll let you read it.
Okay, that's fair, because I thought I had everything with me here.
And then I want to squeeze in this USB story we've got on CCD.
Okay, for today, which is December 4th, Zonta is proud to have given over $19 million to support projects benefiting women in 35 countries. Since its first international project in 1923, three United Nations agencies, and other non-governmental organizations. SANA continues to improve women's lives by increasing their access to education, health care, legal services, and economic opportunities while supporting efforts to prevent and to end and end violence against women and girls in all forms.
All right, so we love our Zonshans and love what they do for Clinton County and the United States and all across the world, really. You know?
They are
international.
I just found my copy.
Oh, okay. I knew you had it, kid. You've always got a
big gun going like, what am I doing?
I thought I had a stack of stuff. Kid's got a stack.
I have a stack of stuff.
Okay, so the top story right now at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com is the USB, that's the Utility Service Board, and Clinton County wants a meeting with City Council on the State Road 28 project. A couple months ago, the ladies and a couple representatives from NDOT came into town and had a question and answer session, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody is excited about this, and, you know, the mayor has been on the air, and he's told us it's not going to be pretty, but it'll be nice, and there will be some inconveniences, but mm-hmm. that's part of growth, so I think we all understand that. But we have USB Chairman Mike Kelly this morning saying if they do the conflicts and getting the right kind of financing and loans from the right people, it will be a $400,000 expense to the USB. If they do the whole project, everything, then what the conflicts are, they have to pay for that. And that number is what, $3.8 million?
Yep. Wow. Mm-hmm. Which they don't have.
Nobody has it.
Well and this is for what people need to understand. This is for the water lines and pipes that are under the road.
Right.
Those things are 100 to 135 years old.
Right.
And you can almost blame people from the past mm-hmm. for not keeping these updated.
For kicking the can down the road.
Yeah, which this community in this I say the county that both they're famous for. I hate mm-hmm. to say it, but it's mm-hmm. just a fact as is. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is going to be an issue.
Yeah, it's a huge issue. Literally.
I mean, you know, I don't know what kind of money the USB has, but I mean, even if it's a $400,000 expense.
See, originally they were told by Wessler that they thought they would have a special exemption that it would say that NDOT would say they would take care of all the stuff under the road.
Mm-hmm.
NDOT didn't give it to them.
Okay.
So that's where this started. Now they could go ahead and just do the problem is that they go ahead and fix it. They put the road down and then something breaks and they got to go in and cut a new road right away.
Right.
That's where the problem comes in. Plus, if you look down a little further, we talk about some of the other projects that they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Those are huge things that they have to do.
I hope we don't have to have a bond issue over this.
Well, the thing of it is also they're going to have a rate increase in water simply because they can't get money because we have the lowest water rates in the state.
Right.
So
right.
until we raise those, you know, costs.
Right.
We're not going to get anything from anybody.
We have to do that.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people understand that.
I'm just saying that's going to...
The other issue you've kind of got is it's almost like NDOT had said they would give us, they would take care of anything under the road, and mm-hmm. then they pull that back.
Right.
So they're kind of holding that hostage now.
Well, they're not going to change now.
No, they're not going to change. I mean, that's why they're... Quite a difference. Put it on someone else.
Quite right? A difference between $400,000 and $3.8 million.
Yeah. Either way, not a good thing.
Right.
Ken, I'm going to take a quick phone call from Kim.
Okay.
And then I'm going to talk with Michelle.
Okay.
And I'm going to bring you back here about 9:15.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks a lot, Kim. Good morning to you.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
You were talking about Zonta, and have they mentioned the Me Too movement?
You know, I don't know. I know that's a lot. That is very close and near and dear to their heart.
Oh,
you know,
that's good.
Yeah, as far as women's rights and human rights and child trafficking and all that stuff. Yes.
Well, that's good. And one more question. Did you see the veteran on TV and he was stopped Lindsey Graham in the hall and he said that Trump was not doing his constitutional job?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, and Lindsey didn't say a word. He just walked by and shut the door. So.
He didn't want no part of that, huh?
No, that's fine.
Probably smart.
Why don't they just be honest? That's.
You know what? I mean, I think most people would appreciate that.
That's right.
You know, we're all human, right? We all make mistakes
that's
and make
right.
dumb decisions sometimes. I mean, that happens.
Yeah, and there's another Trump impeachment hearing today at 10 o'clock.
Yes, 10 a.m. Grab your popcorn.
Yeah, that's Well, thank you. You guys have a nice day.
Kim, thanks for the call. We appreciate that. Michelle Cox joining me in the studio here on Wylo's Party Line. She's going to talk with, of course, first, Michelle, you're a Party Line sponsor. So good morning, and we love you, and thanks for everything you do for us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on today.
You're welcome. So we're excited about Jingle and Mingle, and I think this is the third one. Is that right?
Yeah, I believe the third.
Okay. So what are you looking forward to most on Jingle and Mingle?
Well, it all began because when I was a little kid growing up, you on Fridays and Saturdays, you couldn't even park downtown. There was just, it was always hopping and hustle and bustle, and everybody would meet everybody uptown. Well, that's kind of went away, mm-hmm. and we want to bring some of that old-fashioned back to
feel,
back,
yeah,
feel, the Christmas feel, the hustle and bustle. So we come together with the radio station. We come up with the Jingle Mingle. And we are going to have Shine 99 have live broadcasts from different merchants downtown on Friday and Saturday, starting at 4 o'clock, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So all the merchants will be open for shopping on Friday and Saturday till 8 o'clock.
Man, that is awesome. I also miss that old-time nostalgia, and I think that the last couple of years we've done that, it has really, you see a few more people each year. You see some of the merchants doing a few more things each year, too.
Yeah, I think it's growing. I think the people are catching on. And the community likes how the downtown is coming back.
Yeah.
You know, I know the malls there, to me, the malls are kind of dying out, and people are starting to come back to the small businesses downtown.
Right.
And we are so fortunate to have the mayor and our city investing in our downtown.
Right. Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
And when you stop growing, you start slowing down.
You start dying.
Yeah.
And we want to bring that back to our hometown.
Well, I love the merchants who have really taken some ownership in this, particularly Dr. Jill comes to mind. You
yes.
know, I mean, she's invested a lot down there. And, of course, John Virtue and all the downtown crew. So I just love what they're doing. And with the we're getting ready to talk with Mary Lynn Peter about the holiday window paintings. And how fun was that?
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
And I haven't even been around to see all the businesses yet.
Yeah.
But, for the community to come in and get to see all that, that's from old time. That
mm-hmm.
was from when I was a kid.
Yeah.
They would paint the windows and have judging. And so I so appreciate Mary Lynn doing what she did
mm-hmm.
to bring it back.
I've never met her, so I get a chance to meet her here.
Well, you're going to meet her in a minute.
10 minutes, yeah.
Yeah.
So Jingle and Mingle, we're going to do that 4 to 7 on our sister station, Shine 99, both Friday and Saturday night. Have you talked to any of the merchants? Do you know anybody doing anything special, like maybe some hot chocolate or... I heard there might be some carolers. Is that right?
Yeah, there's going to be carolers at Santa's house.
Okay.
And on Friday, the live broadcast will be at Lehman's, and I'm sure he'll be doing something special.
Yeah.
Each merchant's doing something special. They'll start there at 4 o'clock and then go to Gym City Junction, which is the new coffee shop downtown, and end up at Ellis's.
Okay.
And I'm sure Ellis has got a lot. They've got the board that you spin and get so much percent off.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to do something great. And when it comes to jewelry, that's a girl's best friend.
It is. And when it comes to spinning a wheel and saving some money, that's a guy's best friend,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And then on Saturday at 4 o'clock, right after the parade, they're going to be in my store, Simple Time Antiques, where I'm going to be running 15% off the whole store for the hour broadcast. And every 10 to 15 minutes, we'll be giving something away.
Oh, some prize drawings.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we always make it fun, like a carnival atmosphere.
Yeah.
And so then after that, they'll go to Main Street, Johnny V's Grill. And he's going to have a Hotel Tango Distillery there for free.
I saw him put that on Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you don't know about that, it is Iraqi veteran-owned distillery out of Indianapolis. And all their labeling is directed toward the veterans, and it's kind of a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have free taste testing, and you'll be able to buy their product there.
That's awesome. I had heard of them before, but I saw that John was bringing them in. I think that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, and if you know, just the veteran part of it,
Yeah.
You need to go check it out.
Yeah.
You know.
That's awesome.
And then after that, the Center Township will have their broadcast, and then the caroling will start at Santa's house. And, of course, after the parade, Santa will be in his house.
Right, right.
And the Polar Express will start running to the park.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of reason to be downtown.
Yeah, that's all. I forgot about the Polar Express, too, taking you over the TPA park.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And I haven't been through the park yet after dark.
I haven't either.
I went the other day because I had to go to the Humane Society, but it looks like it's going to be fabulous.
You can even tell how big and awesome it is in the daylight.
Yes.
Because you can see everything out there. I mean, it's even more impressive of nighttime.
Yeah, I think Travis has done a wonderful job out there. We are going to miss him so much.
I know. Yeah, Shell and I are going to bring the boys probably in the next week or so, go out to TPA Park and check that out and drive through. And, you know, that's free, too.
That's free.
And, of course, they'll take donations and everything to help with. So are you going to be caroling?
I don't think you want me singing.
Yeah, me neither. I'll probably be hanging out at your place.
Yeah, I don't think you want me singing. But, you know, if you have the opportunity to come downtown Friday and or Saturday, mm-hmm. Please stop in to the merchants, see all the merchants, do whatever last-minute Christmas shopping you have to do, because I'm sure, like I said, everybody's going to be having a sale.
Mm-hmm.
I know all the boutiques are going to be open, Over the Back Fence, Simple Time Antiques, Ellis's. Everybody's going to be open and ready for business.
And there's plenty of parking, too.
I mean,
we've done better in the last couple of years at freeing up some space and stuff. Of course, there's always over by the library, too.
Yeah. After hours, after 4 o'clock, you know, there's that the city parking lot beside my store.
Mm-hmm.
And you're free to park there after hours, after 4 o'clock.
Right.
So that'll be another place to park. Down by the library. I think the church there across mm-hmm. from the library.
Right.
There'll be plenty of parking, and I think there'll be a lot of people still downtown because of the parade.
Right, right. Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah. Now, I was looking at the Skywatch weather forecast, and it's going to be sunny and like 42 on Saturday.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
Perfect.
It's might be a little chilly, but that's part of it.
That's
right?
Part of December in Indiana, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah. So, make it. Part of your itinerary to come downtown.
And the cool thing, I think, is, too, because we are all busy, especially this time of year, mm-hmm. is we're doing two nights. So whatever works into your schedule, you know, would be pretty cool. So.
And also, you know, they can walk around, check the windows out.
Yeah.
Because almost every business downtown has their windows painted.
Right.
And then it went off the square where you're going to have to get a map.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I noticed that, too. Now, you know, we talk about us adults thinking, man, it's cool to go back to the old days of the yesteryear and see the windows painted. But, you know, the kids love that, too.
Oh, yeah.
They really do. They think that's really neat.
And, you know, almost we talked about how they paint the rocks, the kids paint mm-hmm. the rocks. A few times a week, I'll come to my store and there'll be a painted rock somebody has left me at the store. So, you know, they're getting into that, too.
Right?
Yeah.
So, Jingle and Mingle, it's Friday and Saturday night, 4 to 7 on our sister station, Shine 99. That's that you listen to that coming downtown, and then you could walk around and maybe even follow Cindy Lovelace around, because she'll be doing an hour broadcast and tearing down the equipment and going to the next place and tearing down the equipment and doing the next. So we've done it for a couple of years, so we kind of know how to do that pretty quickly because we're not used to moving between broadcasts and stuff. So that'll be very fun. It's 4 to 7 both Friday and Saturday night. And again, a lot of times, some of these businesses, they'll close at like a 4 or 5 o'clock, but like you said, everybody just about is going to be open for extended hours, both nights.
Yeah, until 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock at least, okay.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah Way, all the boutiques, the three boutiques, Over the Back Fence, Ellis's, the Gym City Junction, Simple Time Antiques.
You know, one thing I want to, before I let you go here, since you're a Party Line sponsor and since I'm a fan of yours, so many times if you go to an antique mall or an antique shop or something, people have stuff just overly priced, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say that when I go to Simple Time Antiques, your stuff is all reasonably priced. Every time I've been in there, so...
Well,
I hope you're able to stay in business at those prices.
Oh, I am. I am. We've been in business 8 years.
Yeah, okay.
And so, you know, we always try to take care of our customers. if we can buy it right and sell it right, you know.
Yeah, it's a win-win.
It's right? Win-win for both of us. So we've been very fortunate.
You got a lot of unique stuff, too.
We try, you know,
That's awesome.
I have some vendors, they travel.
Oh, yeah.
They travel around and they find some pretty unique pieces.
Yeah, good connections and stuff. All right. Well, always good to see you, Michelle, and we'll see you Friday and Saturday night. And thanks for your friendship on Wylo.
Okay, thank you.
All right. We'll come back with more Party Line next as we're going to talk with Mary Lynn Peter about the holiday window paintings downtown. That's coming up next on Wylo's Party Line.
This is Party Line.
What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
All calls are recorded.
WILO, Frankfort, Indiana.
The news team you've come to depend on is expanding our news coverage area.